We are in Daf Yud Chesam at Aleph. Let us just see part of the Taisvis, which is Negeya Asugya, how Taisvis is Chaylik and Rak. Sichech Agabi Achsadra Sheyesh Lopzimin. Mishneseinu Pirish Bekunteris, Chotze Amukefes Achsadra. Chotze Zum Mukefes Batim. This Chotze was surrounded by Batim. Upsuchin lo soviv mishalish ruchais. And it opened up into the chotzer from all three sides. Ufnei abatim asuim achsadroi soviv legimel ruchais. The sadrois were roofs jutting out from the batim. They created a covered area in front of the bais. Vachsadra psuchehi. Achsadra is open. There's no machitzas in the achsadra. Ve'en lo doifin letzad achotzer. He covered the avi of the chotza. The only mechitze that the chotza would have are the mechitzes habatim. To nimtza tikras ha'asadra mafsekes of it. The roof of the achsadra is mafsik bein schach letfonis. Between the schach and the tfonis. From yesh bereiche v'achsadra dalad ames. Psula. So it's possible. Because you can't say doifan akume. Pochis mit dalad ames kshere. Kamrin in doifan akume. Dugme le dover. Kleishtere shalomis. Rashans give a moshel ben achsadra. Shiesh lo avir. Shiesh bo asabim. Veheke v'achsadra sobev lo. And it is covered, surrounded with an achsadra. Sheyesh betikras achsadra arba ames. If the tikras achsadra has arba ames, and we can't use the batim as mechitzes, v'yesh letzad asuke p'simim lachsadra. And what is p'simim amudim kemin chaloines b'neim pochas mishloishe k'sheira? Temrinim bo lovot. Sheein bo p'simim. If there's no p'simim, then is pligi. Nabaya omak sheira, the mina pitikra yered besoisim. To who, what is the pitikra oivion shel nisorim shebetikra oivirei sheim akolo letzad asukim yered besoisim mikol tzad. The rova mapsula mrina pitikra yered besoisim kapora shtaim ala kamon kach perish bekuntras. What does he have to tell us if there are psimim, the sukkah will be kosher? Because it's also not poshut. Mishim deleidach lishne kaposel rova. The second loshem, v'sure mas nohoche, v'pompadise mas nohoche. In Pompadise they said that rova holds that psimim also won't help. The p'tzimim, the purpose of the p'tzimim is, this is a wall for the achsadre, v'loy la'avir achitzei. Ulamai the perish bekuntres. Now what Rashi says, the labaye pitikre yered v'soysem mikol tzad, that pitikra will help on all three sides. Kosher, the lebosa hochi masik, later the Gemara says, the chi afchis doifen emtsoitz, if you are missing the middle wall, v'nishtayer besuke shteit fane zukene gezuke min movi mefulish, the bohom oida bayid lomrinim pitikra yered v'soysa. So Taisvah says, I don't understand. If you don't have any walls whatsoever, only pitikra on all three sides, that's good. And later the Gemara says, if you have two walls, and you're missing a pitikra on the third side, then you say it's a mitzvah, you're foolish, and it's possible. It's koshken kan, ve'en lo tfanis klal. I don't understand, Taisvah asks. Without any tfanis, it's good. And if you have two dvanis and you need pitikra just for one ruach, then all of a sudden becomes a mavi mefulish. Umiyu bekunteres chilek, Rashi explains the difference, shem dahosa mairi bechotza. Because the shaila that Rove posed to Abaye, by a mavi mefulish, by when it had two dvanis, It's speaking about, as Rashi said, Be'emtza Achotza, below Yachsadra. There's no Achsadra over there. That means that the Schach will be, the you'll say, Pitika from the Sach, and it's the middle of Achotza. The Pirish, Rashi explained, L'didoch, the Amrit Pitikra, Stiti Pitikras Achsadra Yerid Vesoysem, Teimenami Besuka Suya Bechotza Mesochachas Benesorim Ovim, שאין רחוב עם דלת ונבחס דייתן אמצוי, שניים מכאן ומכאן, כיומים, מאכשר אסלונמי די פיתיקרס שלו, ותאמר בו פיתיקרס נסורים יוירד וסויסם, אמלי בהו מדינה לוח, כיוון דעבר פסוח לנגדו. That means over here, it is in the middle of the chotzer, you have activities being done on both sides of the chotzer, Domye lamovi mefulish vaosi lekapandri lebekiyas rabbi. So memele, so the whole sukkah becomes a thoroughfare for people, the anshei hachotza, to go through. So memele, so even though you have two walls on the side, but lamais it's amovi mefulish, and you have a bnei hachotza which are being mishtamish in the chotza, and therefore, they'll, instead of walking around the sukkah, they'll walk through the sukkah. Mashme mitoich perushe sheroitze lifsel yoiser, lefisha aver hechotzer makiv soviv leschach. That if you have a chotzer surrounding the sukkah, meheche de tikra sachsadre makefes loy. If you have an achsadre, which there you don't have any chotzer in front of the sukkah, on the, surrounding the sukkah, you just have an achsadre. You have an achsadre, which is a porch to a house. You have achsadres on the side. You have achsadres in the front. The high domi tfei lemovi mefulish mahai. This is more domi to mavi mefulish. And avir achotzer is more used than achsadres. Svorem mishunehi. Mishunedik yisvore, Taisvi says. Absazay to differentiate. Achotzer makes it a mavi mefulish. And to go to the achsadres, they won't go through the chotzer. I mean, whoever wants to use the achsadre will also, the achsadre can also go through the chotzer. Maybe on the sides, they don't have to go through the chotzer, they can walk on the sides. But al kaponim, this chilek, Taisvis, does not agree with it. Svorim mishuni. So therefore, Taisvis learns a whole new pshat in the Gemara. Lefikach nire, ki pligi mi'ikore, Besichech al achsadre she'ein lo psimim, b'yesh lo shtei tfanes kilchoson kemin gam. This will be negated the next Taisvis also. The Perish Chai is a picture over here. We never were speaking about that, the whole sukkah should become mukhshir through pitikra. We were speaking about a sukkah kemin gam, ושיש לו, בשיחך על אכסדר שאין לו פצימים, ויש לו שתי תפונס כלחוסה כמין גם, מזרח ודורם, או מזרח וצופם. דאוך דמילסה למעבד צניאס קצס. Now, לחייר את היסוס had a stickle problem over here. מן, שיחך, the lotion of the Gemara is, שיחך על גבי אכסדרה, And according to Rashi, that's exactly what he did, and that's all what he did. He was sichech al gabi achsadre. You say pitikra, you don't say pitikra. According to Taisus, Taisus adds on a new story. There were two walls here, besides the achsadre, there were two walls. So why didn't the Gemara tell us that? So Taisus says, because it's understood. It's understood that there's walls there. The milsel, mevet sni is ktas. If you're having a sukkah, so vashteitzach, the person would want to have some tzni, some emela, so that's vashteitzach, there was walls there. Ba'avol gav the enkan shlishis klal, but there's no doif in shlishis. Shari abaye aidei pitikra. So abaye was matter the doif in shlishis al pitikra. One ruach, he was matter pi pitikra. Ve'rove makshel abaye. So now rove es according to abaye. So I hear from you that you are matter the doif in shlishis with pitikra. Fine. So let me ask you a shaila. What would the din be dilo hoyu shtayim zu keneged zu? The lesser lem tzoyis. What would be if it wouldn't be kemin gam? Would be asuya kemovi. The lesser lem tzoyis. Avishori leide pitikra. Would you be matter the doifen em tzoyos al pitikra? Vahay de nokat hivchis lav davke. Du adinim nasis kach mitchile. Lav davke. There was once a war. There wasn't a third war, a middle war. He asked the Mashaila, will Pitikra help by a Movi Mefulish for the third Ruach? So Mamela, now we hear the Shaila upon him. That means before Abai was only Mata, Kamin Gam. Now he asked him, Kamin Movi Mefulish, are you also Mata with Pitikra? It's a new Shaila. Because since it is a Mavi Mefulish, the last law, Rabbonon Pitikre. Rabbonon don't know Pitikre by Mavi Mefulish. Kedisnan besoif kol gages. The pligi, there's a machloikes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Beboine aliyah al gabi shnei batim. The Pesh Chai is a nice picture. There was two houses on two sides of the street, each one on the side of the street, and he bridged the houses with an aliyah. There's an aliyah on top of the two houses, and now if a person walks underneath the aliyah, so this area really, there's a, you could say, pitikra on both sides of this bridge. You can say pitikra. So you can make this area, so even though you have a Rishus Harabim, you have a street, but Al Kaponim, underneath this Aliyah, you could say Pitikra twice, and it'll be Ketzmukiv Dalad Mechitzis. The Pligi Beboine Aliyah Al Gabish Neibotim, so the Rabbonin hold, you don't say Pitikra. So that's what Abaye told him. Abaye told him, I say Pitikra, but Havalei Kimovi Hamefulish, it's like a Movi Hamefulish, and no, so I showed him that over there, you see that the Rabbonon don't hold Pitikre. Vafilu Rabbi Yehuda de Shori Hosam, so Tosfos adds on, Vafilu Rabbi Yehuda, which is, says one is permitted to carry underneath this aliyah, Hani Mili Gabi Shabbos, this lo shtei mechitzes di eraise, so minatoire he holds two mechitzes are sufficient, Midrabbanan, you need a third mechitzah, so midrabbanan, pitikra will help. Aber gabi sukkah, the sholish mechitzahs, they rise, and maidim falashis, loimrin, and bo pitikra yered v'sais. That is what, so he answered him, no, a mavi mefulish, listen, no one would say, that by a mavi mefulish, that pitikra could make a third the rise of the kabul. The rabban is the chabkefek, or the filah the rabban is the kabul. Maybe they hold, pakert, they hold, you need three mechitzahs minatayre. So can't make a deraisa de kabul. And Rabbi Yehuda also holds the can't make a deraisa de kabul. No, there is make, because he holds, you don't need a deraisa de kabul, only a drabon de kabul. Ve'rove dahave makshe. So, it's a little modern attack. I mean, rove nu erevin. I've noticed that by a movi mefulish, you don't say pitikre. So what was his shayla? Sal kedaita da filo rabbonon de leslohu pitikre hosam. He held a filu according to the Rabbonu who don't hold pitikra there, Omar Abaye can't pitikra yered v'soysim. Migu the shayach legabe yachsadre she'ena mefulashis, davamrinen pitikrim hoiso tzriche mani nami legabe suke hamefulashis. That means he held that lemaise legabe the achsadre, we will say pitikra. The achsadre is not mefulish. So, legabi the achsadre, that a person will be permitted to carry underneath the achsadre, you could say pitikre over there. So there you could use the pitikre for the achsadre. So Abaye held, so if you could use it for the Achsadre, so Migur helps for the Achsadre, maybe it could help for the Daifin Shlishis also. Period. Now, we won't learn the rest of Taisis, because then Taisis only has a problem going in with the whole Erev in the Kesugya, if it's correct what Taisis had said till now. Let's see the next Taisis. Achsadre Bebike. The Peirik, but Al-Kaponim, we see from this Taisvus already that Taisvus learned the Val for different reasons, that our Gemara is speaking about if you can use the Achsadre for Adoif and Shlishi. That is Anagei Alono. We have two Mechitzes, Kimingam. The Shaila is, can you use the Achsadre for the Adoif and Shlishi? The Gemara asked should we say that the Machloikis Abaye v'Rova, Abaye says it is good, Rova says it's no good. Is this the same Machloikis Rav Shmuel Achsadre Bebike that Rav says Talplim Tachtot and Shmuel says it's no good, only Metalplim Daladama? So the Gemara wanted to ask, is this the same Machloikis? The Taisu says, Bepere kol gagas perish bekuntris. The knockout bebika, why did he mention bika? Mishum de bebika havi achsadre plutza me arba ruchaisel. He wants to tell us that you have an achsadre which there is no walls around it besides the pitikra. So in a bika you have this. V'oim v'imedes kiruya al dalid yaseides. The roof of the achsadre is standing on four posts. So Memela, so there you have a realistic shaila. Can I say pitikra al dalet ruches? Avo beir stam achsadrois smuches labayis. The achsadrois usually was a canopy going out from the batim. Hoy lechotza v'doifen habayis soisemes miacharel. So by usually in the city, they didn't have in the middle of nowhere an achsadre, so usually it was attached to a mechitza. And so if you have one wall already, then Shmuel's also made that it's yayred v'saisem. V'zeo kifi girsosoi degoris b'shili kol gagis. Umi'islay l'shmuel p'tikra yered v'soysim, d'gmaya sakash l'shmuel p'tikra yered v'soysim, m'shani ki leslay b'dalet. So Rashi and Shat, to say, Shmuel hold, to say p'tikra on all four sides, that you don't say, avul b'gimel islay. U'peirisham b'kundus ki leslay b'dalet, v'mokim sh'tzorich lasis arba mechitzois, v'yev to make four mechitzes b'stimes p'tikra, ki goinach sadre. So if you need the p'tikra to be say some old daladruches, and Shmuel says you don't say p'tikra for old daladruches. Avol b'gimel im hoise bo mechitza achas ki ulchos, if you had one good mechitze, u'p'tikra l'sholosh mechitze ismachshe. So memele, so therefore Rashi explained that when we wanted to bring down the machloikis of Rav Shmuel, we had to speak about a case that there's no mechitzas around. Because if there's one mechitzah, Rav Shmuel's also moide to Rav. So where do we find such an achsadre without any mechitzas? In the city you can't find such a thing. So he said, achsadre bebike. There's no houses there, there's no walls over there. There you can find an achsadre without any walls. Because so Taisus asks on Rashi, Domakminin Hoche Abaye Kirav. Agamor says that Abaye holds like Rav. So what does that mean? So just like Rav holds that Achsadre Bebike is good. Achsadre Bebike is good. It's called Mukif Mechitzis. So Abaye holds like Rav. Then Rav said a shtik teure that here it's different because Rav is speaking about it's Nasol Teuche, it's not Nasis. Abaye holds like Rav. The Leel Komar Abaye Bahi Maidina Loch, and before Abaye said Mishum Da'ave Kemovoi Mefulish, and before Abaye said that if you have two mechitzes in a chotzer, in an ave chotzer surrounding it, so then Amoidi don't say pitikra. Alma Dafilu B'Shtei Mechitzes Less Le Pitikra. Kolshken Heicha Deleke Klal. Svaktoises Amerdi Kekasha and Rashi. That means, Rashi before explained that, that what we asked about a case of a movie mefulish, that was speaking about there was a chotzer, there's a lot of spaces around it, people go through. So Mamela, when there's spaces around it, that's a movie mefulish. Fine. Vaktoises Achsadre Bebike, you also have a lot of spaces there. So if you have a lot of spaces, so what is the difference between how can you say that a baya holds like Rav and he holds that bechotzer, if it's mefulish, it's no good, and an achsadre bebike is good. So chaynim ana say two terutzim. Number one could be chotzer also plays a factor, because in the chotzer there's a lot of people there, so taki you have traffic going through. Sadre bebike, there's not too many people there. So mamela, if you don't have traffic going through, so mamela, it's not so problematic. I think the Yeshu wants to say this teretz. The Kilashaki wants to say a different teretz. That could be, you could differentiate between Sukkah and Shabbos. He wants to say, we hear in the Gemara Daf Dalad Amud Beis, that by Sukkah you need Mechitzos Nikores. There's a Tanai of Sukkah that you need, Sukkah is different than Shabbos. Shabbos you don't need Mechitzos Nikores. Sukkah you need Mechitzos Nikores. And the Svara from that is because Sukkah you need more of a Dire. So you need lomdashe gudasik, it helps the gabi Shabbos, it makes it a reshus ayochid. But you need mechitzas nikoras. You have to have mechitzas shel dire, mechitzas. So the melus or the stipulus says, if you have people, if you have traffic going through the mechitzas, das felt eichet mechitzas nikoras. That means if the mechitza isn't accomplishing anything, the felt mechitzas nikoras. So Memela, it's no kasha that Taisvis asks, or could for Emfa, let's not say it's no kasha. Abba Cholon says in a note, if you think you have a teretz on Taisvis kasha, freizichnit, it's also chtagin, you don't understand the kasha. But Al Kaponim, the disciple once said, could be Mekan for Emfa on Taisvis kasha, that Rashi held that, but there's a difference between Sukkah and Shabbos. Shabbos, you only need a Teiras Mechitze. So, Memela, you have four Lomdashe Mechitzes. High people are walking through the Mechitzes. Skate Menishton. You have a Lomdashe Mechitze over here. Could be by Sukkah, you need more than that. You need Mechitzes Nikoris. And people walking through, that is Megareya, that's felt in Mechitzes Nikoris. So, Memela, so could be it's not Gefährlich, Teis was Kasha an Rashi. Mimbono lechalik, now Teis has thought of a different teretz, maybe you'll tell me a difference. Mishum de isa bike de hosam kamlas tarabono. Maybe you could say a different chalik. There we're speaking about tiltul and a kamlas tarabono. So there, tiltul and a kamlas tarabono, you say pitikre. Even though people are walking through. Here we're speaking about we need mechitza deraisa, a mechitza deraisa, then we won't be makel with people are walking through. Im kain, if Tosfos says, if you want to make such a chilek, l'rov enami neima hochi. So why does the Gemara have to think of chalukim? Rov also holds like Rav. But there's a psazah chilek. Say, poshit, there's a chilek between Rav and our sugya, because there's only negeya kamlus tarabon, and here's negeya sugya deraisa. And you see, if I gufe is mechalik in this nakuda. For oid, another kasha. Pligi rabbi yudah barabonon, besoiv kol gaga, is gabishtei mechitzis bishusarabim. Taisus brought down, we had in the previous taisus. If you have a street, you have houses on each side of the street, that's a Rishus Arab. And then you have an aliyah that is bridging the two houses which are on each side of the street. So now this aliyah you can say pitikre. So Taisus says, Pligi Rabbi Yudah Barabonon b'Seif Kol Gagas, Gabi Shtei Mechitzes b'Shus Arab, Emrinen pitikre Oiloi. The machlokes, if you'll say Bershus Arabim, if you'll say Pitikre, by two mechitzes, you have two houses. V'gabi Bika Omar Rav Pitikre Afilu Boloi mechitzes. So isn't that modne? That means Rabbi Yehuda, the biggest maker, was matter only. You say Pitikre for two sides, and Rav was maker all four sides. Unless you say the same chiluk we had mentioned before, that Rav was only matter by the Rabbonim. So then it's not shver Rav from Rabbi Yehuda, but then it's very shver Asugya. How could you mean medame Rav to Asugya, which we need mechitzas d'iraisa? Is therefore, Rabbeinu Tam, Goris Ibche, Bechein, Rabbeinu Chananu. Punkt verkehrt from Rashi. Rashi held lahaloche. That Shmuel holds, if you have one mechitze on the other three sides, you'll say pitikre. Shmuel holds, you say pitikre on four sides. Der geiris punkt verkehrt. Ki leslei besholish. When does Shmuel not hold pitikre, not ki islei? Ki leslei besholish. When doesn't he hold a pitikre? Kloimag she'ein boikim sholish mechitzes. If there's only three mechitzes, barabiyas, perutza, bimiluam, and you had an achsadra, they had three mechitzes around it, and it's open on the fourth side completely, so then Shmuel does not hold pitikra on one side, if it's completely open. The stam achsadra kachi, no, that's an achsadra, a normal achsadra has three mechitzes. Kedemrinim b'shilu lo yach per oylam lach sadra hu doime v'ruach tzvoinis enem esuveves. And the ruach tzvoinis is not surrounded. So that means that lach sadra is surrounded three sides. Fourth side, it's open. V'amma b'akoy mitzchabim neyma nivro oylam behem ney she doime lach sadra shekol haroi tzolotze shiyeitzeim. Avol be'arba k'sheyesham arba mechitzeis. But if there are four mechitzeis, kigoyim. So now, if there's four mechitzes, what need pitikre for? Kigoyim. Sheyesh berevius in the fourth ruach, shnei lecha yayim mi mashu. Not o mashu. The Yitzhak makes a guise. There are two lecha yayim. Each lecha yayim is a mashu. That means if you have an achsadre that has three walls around it, and on the fourth side that is open, you have two lechayayim, one on each side, a mashu, a lechi, that's jutting out from both sides. Va'aval pikein, likisham mechitza, so you have a mechitza on the fourth side also. So aval pishe prutzo b'yeser me'esa, but it's still not a double, you have a pirtz that's bigger than 10 amis. So if it's bigger than 10 amis, that doesn't have a shame Pesach, there's a shame Pirtze. So you need something on the fourth side. That means I have mechitzes on the fourth side, but they're not sufficient. I have a Pirtze also on the fourth side. Islay Pitikra. So Shmuel was Mekel on Pitikra if you have three complete mechitzes. On the fourth side, you have two lechayayim. But you still have a pirtza, then he was makel b'pitikra. That means on a half a side, in other words. On a chelik of a side. V'rav, in Rav, v'rav, that's makel more. Afilu perutza b'milua, afilu, the fourth side was completely open. V'afilu b'shtei mechitzes, nafilu, you have two mechitzes, and the other two mechitzes are porutz. Islay pitikra. So the machloikis Rav and Shmuel is, do you say pitikra on a chelik of a fourth side only? That's what Shmuel holds. Or Rav holds, you can say pitikra on a full fourth side, and you can say a third and fourth side also. If you have a kaponim, if you have mechitzes on two sides, then you'll say pitikra. But less than that, Yizicha don't say. Ubilvat shalayehei mefulish. But mefulish it shouldn't be. That means that's our Gemara, and that's the Gemara of Yehuda and the Rabbonim. If it's mefulish, forget about it. Then Rav also doesn't say pitikra. And that was Rabbi Yehuda legabi Shabbos, because he holds me not Torah, two mechitzes are enough.
The Rabbanim are chaylik.
Mide kaporech, but how do you know that two mechitzes on two sides you do say pitikra? Mide kaporech b'shili kol gagis, gabi v'chein bayis shenifratz mishtei ruches. They're speaking about a bayis that was broken up by two sides. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? Ma'ish no miruach achas tamrinim pitikra yerd v'soysem mishtei ruches. Nami minim pitikra yerd v'soysem. So we have an often a Gemara that Rav holds by two ruches, you also say yerd v'soysem. And that's kemin gam. U'mishani, Rav says, kegoyin shenifratz pekeren zovis, it was that the pirza was that it cut through, it was on an angle, shenikra bekeret zovitz, that means in a corner it was broken, so you have two ruches, but it was on an angle, bekiruyay ba'alachsin, and the kiruy is ba'alachsin on an angle, and then, and so you don't say pitikra. That's how Rab answers the Gemara. Abal kaponim, you see from that Gemara the Rab holds, that by two ruches you would say pitikra, if the tikra is good in, is kosher to say pitikra. So finish. So what did Taisva say? So Taisva said, Gevaldike Chumris, according to Shmuel, afila on one ruach, he don't say pitikra. And according to Rav is the Meiko, one or two ruches. For the sign Yehosim Lelbe Pirke, Baye Shechetche Mekure, Bechetche Eine Mekure. You have a house, that half of the house is Mekure. There's a picture in the Pirishkai. The chetshay ain't a mekure, and half of the house doesn't have a roof. Gefonim kan mutter lizroye kan damrinen pitikre yered v'soysem avagav delekahosam shein dalad mechitzes. So this is means to ask as follows: we have here a case. You have here a house. Now, on half the house there's a roof, on the other half of the house there's no roof. Fine, okay. So the Gemara says that it's a baraisa. So what do you do? So the roof, which is on half of the house, let's say the roof is covering half of the house. So you say pitikra. You say pitikra. You had already three walls, but that's not. You have walls all around. You say, but the roof, which is on half of the house, you say pitikra yoyred v'soysam. So this roof divides this half of the house with the other half of the house, and therefore there's no shaila of kloyim. There's no shaila, so you can plant here gefanim, and you can plant here zroim, and there's no problem of kloyim. You say pitikra yered v'soysa. So the shaila is Tais v'set Shmuel holds you don't say pitikra on one ruach. You have to have mechitzes, shteim dalad mechitzes. If you have tulach hayayim, then we'll say pitikra. So what did Shmuel do with this bereise? Here is an often a bereise that says beruach revius you'll say pitikra, and the ruach revius is poritz b'milu, it's open and ganzen. And I just said according to Shmuel you don't say beruach revius pitikra unless there's a shem dalad mechitzes. So Taisva says ela damas kloim l'shabes, that's kloim. Payas are, you have four poles, and you'll make, there's a picture on the, with strings around it. That's also sufficient by Kloyim. And, what's the number of the picture?
297.
So Memela, so that's also good by Kloim. It's Tamazai Golish mit Golish. So Memela, you see Kloim is different Gedorim. Yeah. Bahai de Noket Hoche Bibikel Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Now Taisus has to put together all the loose strings. Now, but we have a problem. Why did he mention Achsadra Bibike? Yesh Lefosh de Noket Bike Shumoke Misatilto. The bikish or kamalist. That means, we want to talk about a shafel atim metaltos. Which the chsad rabbi in the chotzer? The chotzer usually is, it's a lot of metaltos in the chotzer. So what's, so he wants to speak about a realistic case that there's an isel tiltu. And, so he spoke about the bikish. Inami, mishum da'ayri inami, ba'chsadro sheyesh lo shtei mechitzes. It's speaking about a chsadro that has two mechitzes. That's the only case. Dosam nami yisla rapi tikre. Ubovad shaloi tehei mefuleshes kedefrishes. So speaking about an achsadre that has two mechitzes. Yabinokit achsadre shebechotze, if you would say an achsadre shebechotze, have a mash medavkik shesh lo sholish mechitzes. Stam achsadre shebechotze, meshechas bechol oirech shebechotze eberoiche, or shiad emsat chotze, putze bimilu eilifnim. So here we have a picture of the perish chayo. So that means, so Taisus says, by the poshete achsadre shebechotze, usually this roof went from side to side of the chotzer, and it went till the middle of the chotzer. So the normal achsadre had three walls. Three walls. It went from the chotzer was surrounded, houses surrounded the chotzer like a ches, and the achsadre was attached to all the houses, and it went straight out. So Mamelas are normal Achsadr Shabakotsu had three walls. And Muhanna say that Shmuel is Matir Rav is Matir Afilu with two walls, so he had to make this Achsadre in a beaker. Okay, that's the end of that sugya. Now we're starting a new sugya. Tana, we learned Psal Dandaf Yutes Amad Aleph, the middle of the Yomit. Tana, we learned Psal Hayoitze Minasuke Nidoin Kisuke. The Ivritait Psal is Schach, Schach, Psal is Geirin Vyeke, Hayoitze Minasuke, that goes out from a suke, Nidoin Kisuke. So what does this mean? My Psal Hayoitze Minasuke. Omar Ule, Kanim hayoitzim la'achayrei suke. This is speaking about you have kanim, you have schach, that is going out in back of the suke. So we have a nice picture in the Perish Chai. We're speaking about, we'll see the picture, this picture is speaking about that you have, three walls of the suke, and the middle wall is in the middle of the suke. It's like a H, and you have schach covering the whole area. So the schach is covering the back of the sukkah. The schach is covering the back of the sukkah. That is psal hayoitze min hasukkah nidan kesukkah. Ama ula kanim hayoitzim lachayre yasukkah. Frag the Gemara, wo beinon sholish tefanis. You need three walls. How could you be marshal the back of the sukkah? You need three walls. So the Gemara answers, b'deike. There are three walls there. Frag the Gemara, wo beinon tzilso merube mechamoso. You need the schaches to be tzilso merube mechamoso. B'deike. This tzilso merube mechamoso. No, I skipped over. The Gemara is Rabbi Nishal Ushtefanis, b'deike. Rabbi in Hershe Sukkah means it should be Zayin al Zayin, b'deike. Rabbi in Tzilsa Merubi Mechamosa, b'deike. Frag the Gemara, ihochi maila memra. So what's the problem over here? You have here two sukkahs. You have like an H, and the back sukkah is all the qualifications of a sukkah. It has is tfanis, it has schach tzilsim rubi mechamis, it's zayin al zayin, it's a kosher asuke, yashikoyach. What's the rebuse? Ma'o de teime, yochi maile meimre, ma'o de teime hoyel legaboy avidi. This middle wall, we'll see in Rashi, this middle wall was made legaboy avidi. It was made for the inside sukkah. Uler varoi lo yavidi. It wasn't made for the outside sukkah. Eim oloi. So maybe it's no good. So maybe the outside sukkah is no good. The back sukkah in the back is no good. Only the inner sukkah is good. Kamash melo. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi la choyrei sukkah. Schach is going in the back of the sukkah. Chutz ledoifen emtsoi, it's going out in back of the middle doifen. Shuhu acheireh shalasukkah, this is the back of the sukkah.
kann im Minaschach, wo bei ihnen herrsche Suche, sie ist Shiva Tvochim, weil Kolchach aus Suche bei Nafschehi, um Evdeles Mizus. Rashi says, this is a separate Suche, there's nothing but to talk about. You have a Doifen that is Mafsik between the outer Suche and the inner Suche, so sicher, this is a separate Suche. So you sicher need Zayin al Zayin Tvochim, because this is a separate Suche. So the Mal says, yeah, for Zayin al Zayin. Frank the Gemara, so what's the Chiddush? I would think Levaroi Loyavidi. Doifen emtsoi ze loy lekach nase. This middle doifen was not made for the outer sukkah. So now Rashi tells us a whole scenario. Vegam. Rukhoi vegam means like vehagam. Vehagam shebitstodim, even though the two side walls, trilosom l'shem sukkah nase, they were taka made for sukkah. Ela shehichnis doifen emtsoi lesoichon acher shero shehoiso dayo bekach. That means he had wanted to make a big sukkah, a whole sukkah, the whole length of the two side walls. Then all of a sudden, and he put this, okay, we'll see what he put on the side. And then he goes and he decides that, okay? So the middle wall, which he intended to put on the end and make it like a U, he doesn't need such a big sukkah. So he put in the middle wall, made it like an H. So the purpose of the middle wall, why did he put the middle wall there? He put the middle wall there because he doesn't want the outer sukkah. He could have put it outside. He doesn't want the outer sukkah. He just wants a smaller sukkah. So that is why the middle wall was put there. The middle wall was put there because he intended only to use the inner sukkah, not the outer sukkah. So I would think you can't use this middle wall for the outer sukkah. It's kamash malom. Now, let's just put this on hold. Let's go to Taisvis. Levroi loy avidi, perish bekontres, doifen emtsoi ze, loy nase lekach. The middle wall was not made for the outer sukkah. The kosher, Sotaisus asked me, mas nisen shamine lo the kosher. Sotaisus asks, so means what is the chiddush? You have here a wool which was not intended for the outer sukkah, and you can use it for the outer sukkah. Yashikoyach, Sotaisus says, that's a mishnah. Diktani, we learned in the Mishnah, Bechein chotzer amul kefes achsadre, dim ein min ha-koisel le-sichuch dalet amis, from the koisel to the sichuch, there's less than dalet amis, k'sheiro. Aval gav de mechitza is bayis, lav livro yavidi. The Gemara said, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that, if you say doifen akuma, you're using the walls of the house. Now, the walls of the house were not made for the sukkah. The walls of the house are for the house. Kedamrinon la'el. The Gemara said this. So you see, buddy, from the Mishnah, you don't need that the wall has to be made for the sukkah. So what is the chiddush over here? So before we see Taisvus Pshat, what do we do to Fa'am Farashi? So the Ritva says a teretz as follows. No, walls of a house, that's a mechitza kavua. A mechitza kavua, I feel if it was made for the house, but a mechitza kavua helps for all over. I made a house, so the mechitza will help for all over. Here we're speaking about doifen aroi. This whole doifen was made for sukkahs. You're going to take it down after 7 days. So it's a doifen aroi, you cheshben already what his intentions was. A doifen kavua, Daifan Kabua, it was made for all purposes. Daifan Aroi, you cheshbin what his intentions were, and his intentions were that this should serve as a daifan for the inner sukkah, not for the outer sukkah. That's what the Ritva says. The Barai Mesadis says a different chilik. He says, all these cases, the wall of the house was made for the house. He didn't think of anything, not for the sukkah. He built the house. He didn't think I'll have a sukkah in the chotzer. This will use this for a wall in the sukkah. It was made stomach. So we say it was made stomach. So So it's good for all over. It's good for the sukkah. It's good for the house. He says, but over here, he wasn't made stomach. The whole reason he made an H instead of a U, because he didn't want the outside sukkah. That was the whole reason. There was a kavonah lehepach. He wants that there should be a wall, that the sukkah should end over here. So he didn't have, any intentions that there should be a wall for the outer sukkah. This is worse. Period. Fine. Okay. So if emphatis viskasha. So this is a wall, a doifen aroi, a doifen with a kavone, not for the outer sukkah, not for the outer area. So I would think it's no good. Kamash melon, it is good. Now the shaila is, why is it good? So the Marei Meisode by us says Amuyim de Kechidish. But with the flow of the Gemara, it's leider Rashi left us hanging in the luft, and Rashi doesn't tell us what the Kamash Malon is. Rashi tells us what's wrong, and the Gemara says it's good, and why it's good? The Marei Meisode says, you know why it is good? But even though it's a possible daifen taka. You're right. The havamina is a very good havamina. You have one possible daifen. And the kamash malon is this halacha psal hayotze min asuke nidin kisuke, that if you have the schach coming out from a kosher asuke, so even though in this suke you have a possible daifen, it's possible. It's also good. And he brings Rashi and daf Dalad Amadalad, let's try to see, and the Lashon of Rashi is like a very interesting. Let us see Rashi. And of Dalad Amadalad, we had a case, let's look at the first picture in the Gemara. We had a sukkah that was more than 20 amas tall. So it was a puzzle sukkah. And he went and built a platform in the middle, and that elevated the floor. So now from this platform to the schach, there's less than 20 amis. So over the platform, it's a kosher sukkah. So now, let us see Rashi, the Ramasl Ksheira. Ksheira, so Rashi says, kol ha-sukkah, the whole sukkah is kosher. Sheyesh lo gimel tfanis. Vahai hechsher sukkah. Now when we say that the sukkah is kosher, afilu mina itzabe b'holo, even though you'll go ahead, the platform did not cover the whole sukkah area. It only was, as we have in the picture, a chelik of the sukkah, Zion al Zion, there was a platform. But the sukkah extends. But Rashi says the whole sukkah is kosher. The meninin chalola miroshe itzabe, we measure the height of the sukkah from the top of the platform, mailo, Benimtza, now Rashi starts kashering walls. Benimtza doifen emtsoi kulei kosher. The middle wall is kosher, because from the middle wall, since you have a platform, so you start measuring the wall from the top of the platform, it's less than 20 amas. Nimtza doifen emtsoi kulei kosher. Utfonis atzdodim, what about the two walls on the side? Beroicha for itzdebe huchsherubo. Oh, these walls the walls that are next to the platform are also kosher. Herei kan suke ktano ksheva. So now you have a small suke that's kosher. Vamrina lekamo, the Gemara says weiter, psal hayoitzi min asuke, nidenke suke, and before shinin, lay im yesh hechsher suke biyachad, if in one place you have a kosher suke, v'oid yesh besuke misham b'holo psal, haynu schach ha'osi b'pseilus geirin b'yeke, shadalkim l'yosis, v'yoytzei me hechsher suke, and it's what's, it's leaving the hechsher suke, she'ein lo hechsher defanois. So the Marei Meisode learns, you know what that means? It doesn't have kosher walls. She'ein lo hechsher tfanis. Rashi is a rabba machsher over here. But over the tzabe, the walls became kosher. Here, she'ein lo hechsher tfanis. Nidin kisuke. Hilkach kol asuke kamayshi gedoy lo ksheira. So we have here a Rashi. That's how the Marei Meisode was learning this Rashi. That if you have here, that a chelik of the, if you have here a kosher sukkah, three kosher tfanis, even though the rest of the sukkah doesn't have kosher et panis, it only has schach. Af al pikein, the suk is kosher. It's kosher with pasal et panis. So the Mroi Misodi says the mekair of this Rashi is the member of Ula. Yitake here, that's a Rashi saw this in Ula. The middle wall is taka apostle wall. Mitzadechot, it's a little worse than there, because in the case of that Gemara, you don't have something mafsik between the one big area. And here Rashi says, this is a sukkah bifneyatzmo. The Meshtikol Ha'ora on the Meremis Abal Kapodim says that was the Makar of Rashi, that Lemaise, it's a svore, that the middle wall was made for the inside sukkah, not for the outside sukkah, and it's like a posel for the outside sukkah, Afal Pikein, it's a kosher sukkah. Now this is the aloche, now we said big Torah already. Psal ha-yoytze me-hechshe sukkah nidin ke sukkah, that as long as there was hechshe tfanis, so somehow, you do not need kosher walls over here. And by Emerson, we have to take really understand how it works. That means if the chesaron is in the walls, and the hechsher is because you have one schach going over the walls, you have to understand how this lumbus works. That, it's one schach going over this puzzle of wall, akaponim, it's good. That's how Rashi learned. Now let us see Taisvitz. Taisvitz, but Taisvitz didn't like this whole shtick. Taisvitz learned walls don't become puzzle. Taisvitz did not like to differentiate the chilik between a daifin kavua, a daifin arai, yokavon, and stoma. Taisvitz didn't like all these chalukim lich. So Taisvitz doesn't see the problem. There's no problem. A wall that's made for one ruach can zich help for the other ruach. V'nire da'akanim ha'yoytzim la'chayre sukekoi. It's not going on the wall. Not the wall was made for the inside and not for the outside. But the wall was made for Geit Menishtar. It's talking about the kanim, the schach, that's sticking out in the back of the sukkah. V'isvorim de'garsi behedye. Ma'u de'teima hanu kanim le'gavoy yavidi le'vroy lo yavidi. That when the schach was put down, it was put down for the inside sukkah, because that's what he intends to use, and not for the outside sukkah. Salke daitach lepoislo, so I would passel the schach for the outside, lefi she'enoi asuya letzel. Oh, now Taisa speaks about a real chesaron. We had learned on the chesamid base that you need that schach has to be asuya letzel. It has to be put down that for the purpose that it should protect the area underneath. Now, when this person put down the schach, he had 12-foot bamboos. He only needed a 6-foot sukkah. What area did he want to protect? His 6 feet. The other 6 feet, he had no intentions whatsoever that it should be, doesn't have to shade the area. So we hear his neighbor came over to him and said, oh, I heard you had an extra sukkah. That's our sukkah over here. But when he put it down, he had no intentions whatsoever for that area. He didn't put it down, l'shem tzel. Oh, that's like a chesaron. It's kamash malon the ksheira. It's kosher. But now the svasemis says, now we understand the problem. Now, how did we solve the problem? It's kosher. L'machsherit. How we take a machsherit? It's like an interesting problem. It was not put down with Shem Tzel. So the Sasema says a sofik, how to learn pshat. He says, either pshat is that, but since a chelik of the schach was put down with Shem Tzel, it's speaking about, as you understand it, it's speaking about a 12-foot bamboo. He wasn't masachet the other side. He's speaking about a 12-foot bamboo and here's a 6-foot sukkah. So he put down this chach l'shem tzel, but the kavona was for this side. But since there was a hanoche on this chach l'shem tzel, so even though his mind was not mechaven on the other 6 feet, but since it's one bamboo and it was put down l'shem tzel, that's also good. That's one way he wants to say pshat and taisvis. And another way he wants to say could be no. The kavona on this side doesn't help on the other side. So why is it taka good? So it's taka lomdes, aloche, psal hayoitzi minasuke niden kisuke, it's aloche. Even since it's one piece of bamboo, and this schach taka was made shaloyali bidilchase, was made shaloyali shame tzel. But since it is mechuber to a kosher esuke, psal hayoitze min asuke nidoin kesuke. So it's nidoin kesuke, and lemais it's kosher. It's kosher because of a new halacha taka. There's a new halacha that means even though there was no hanoche l'shem tzel, and theoretically it should be possible, but there's a new din. Of psal hayoytzi min asuke didin kesuke, that if it's coming out from a suke ksheira, so it gets kosher of that alone, even though mitzad atzmoi it doesn't have a siba to be kosher. This is the first gemara. Now, we'll see Rabbe v'Rav Yosef. Rabbe v'Rav Yosef Amri Tavayu, we're explaining this halacha, a new story. A different story. Hoche bekanim hayoitzim lifnim minasuke. Let's look in the Perish Chai. A different story. That the kanim are not going out in back of the sukkah. The kanim are extending to the front of the sukkah. That means, we'll see, we have a sukkah that one of the walls are short. And the schach extends over the length of this wall and extends further down. Now, Rabbi v'Rav Yosef Amri Tavayu, Oche bekanem hayoitzim lefnim menasuke, umoshcho v'ozlo chodo doifen bahadayu. And one of the side walls extends as long as the schach extends. Ma'u deteime ho lesbo hechshir suke. It doesn't have a hechshir suke. Kamash Milan, but it is good. Now, this is a difficult Gemara. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Lifnim min asuke, litzad doifen revi hapasuach. The schach is going towards the fourth wall, the fourth ruach. That's the opening of the suke. Mishuchin v'yoytzin laholon, it is extending, me'oirech defanois atzdodim. It's going me'oirech defanois atzdodim. Now, l'chayre de loshin defanois is a bissel shver, it's only going the one doifen. So let's put that ha'ora on hold, and let's go further. U'mimshecha v'ozlo chad doifen, mi doifnei hatzdodim badai. One of the walls is going along together with the schach. Now, what's the problem? Mal de teimo, kiven de loy mimshech doifen sheini bahado. Since the other wall, it did not make as long as this wall, muchach milse de ba'ape nafshehi, that this area is a separate area. Volesbo shiva tfochim behechsher suke. So the Marsha says, it doesn't have, that means even though this new area has seven tfochim, but it doesn't have shiva tfochim behechsher suke, it doesn't have kosher defanis. That means the suke, the previous suke stopped from before, where the third side wall ended, and this is a suke ba'ape nafshe. Kemash malon the mina suke hu, that is part of the suke. Here Rashi explains why it's good. Bavekishtayim kil choson ushlishis afilu tefach loimim shecha adarevi uksheilo. Now we see from over here. Let us be more a little bit. The first case, we said according to the Brahmi, that we had a posel a doifen, and it's kosher. because you know, you don't have action for this. And there we had a really a separate sukkah. We had Takarashi said there there we had a wool taka that was dividing the two sukkahs. So it was a separate sukkah. There was a puzzle of and we were marsher as a breit. That was ule. Rabbi Rav Yosef, we don't have any walls over here, but we had a psimuchach milse da bape nafshiyu, but less bo shiva tvochem bechshe sukkahs. So you don't have any walls. It ended the new sukkah. It lost the wall. Doesn't have a wall. Kamash Malon, the Minasuke, no redzach nishaim, the Minasuke, Yisod Muchach Milsa, no, it's Minasuke, Babakishtaim Kilchosom, Mashlishis Afilotefach. It's, don't think such schlecht a machshove. So Rashi then made it up, so it's good, it's redzach nishaim, fantasies, it's a kosher suke. Shkoyach, so it's a kosher suke, so what's the chiddush weiter? And why can we say that it's like a separate sukkah and it's so lechayre the difference between let us say one more hanoche what the Rosh says the Rosh is tamazay ivrim the Gemara we have here a ganze scenario. That one wall was going along with the schach, the other wall went partially. What's pshat in this in this tzir? The Rosh says that this second side wall, you know how big it was. It was let's say 10 tfachim, 12 tfachim. It had a shear. Not a sheer hechsher sukkah, but then they have zayin tvachim, 12 tvachim. Now, why did this person make a wall of 12 tvachim? Why 12? What's the magic number of 12? So that's very misleading. So because he wants a 12 tefach tikke sukkah. He wants an enclosed sukkah. He wants an enclosed sukkah with three walls. He's not going to be cheap. He's going to make a sukkah 12 tvachim. So that shows us, that's the Muchach Milse, that what's the rest? The rest, he didn't want to cut all the bamboos. Why should he cut the bamboos? So he left the bamboos. But in the Sukkah, he wanted to end by 12 Tvach. Fine. So Memele is over here. So now the 6 feet weiter of the bamboos, which are sticking out, they have a bigger problem. They have a problem that they don't have a wall. It's snapshot. Before they had walls, but they weren't kosher walls. So we were machsher that you don't need kosher walls. Psala yaitzim and asuka need in kisuka. If we will assume that this is a milsa ba'ape nafshe, so then, we're in hot water, because that means after these 12 tvachim ends, the inner sukkah ended, and now we don't have a wall. Not we don't have a kosher wall. We don't have a wall. Period. We don't have a third wall. Those 12 tvachim are for the previous. And if you won't have a wall, period, and it's separated from it, that means if this is a separate sukkah, so you don't have a hechsher sukkah. But less by shiva tvachim by hechsher sukkah. That means the Ma'amar Shor says you don't have hechsher tfanis. You don't have any walls for this sukkah. So that's no good. So kamash malon, the mina sukkahu, tahavi kishtaim kilchosam ashlishis afilu tefach, le mimshecha ad harabi yisukshecha. So here the chiddush is that we have to say that it's part of the sukkah. We don't make such assumptions. No. As long as no walls dividing the two areas, it's one big sukkah. And the chiddush is, the Mrem Yisod says the chiddush is nochmel. That really, there's a raya from, let's not go into it, but there's a raya from Rashi daf Yudalad Amid Beis, the bottom Rashi. Rashi daf Yudalad Amid Beis said that if you have a sukkah like a ches, and you put on bamboos, let's say you put on bamboos, the sukkah was let's say 6 feet long, and you put on 12 footers, and you have 6 feet of bamboos sticking out, with no side walls whatsoever. Rashi says it's a kosher sukkah. Rashi brings weiter agamov, sala yetzim in a sukkah, nidin besukkah, without any walls. So here this Demarai Masada says, this the Makir is from the second Gemara. That you have to say that you don't assume that the schach sticking out is a milsa bapei nafshe. That's a continuation of the previous sukkah. And that's of a continuation of the previous sukkah. You can use the walls of the previous sukkah, even though they are not surrounding the schach whatsoever. And that means shtayim kehil chosam or shlishis tefach, means you need two kosher walls, and the two kosher walls, for all practical purposes, can be seven tvachim, and the rest of the sukkah will become kuchsha. So lemaisa, we're saying a chiddush over it. We're not saying nothing. We're saying two yesoides. Yesoid number one, we're saying that it is not a milsa bapei nafshe, because if it would be a milsa bapei nafshe, then you don't have hechshon tfanis. You don't have tfanis, period. You don't have tfanis. And the kamash melon is, I consider this as an extension of the previous sukkah, and the walls of the previous sukkah, even though they are not surrounding this area, they help for this area, and this whole area becomes kosher.